Hi, I'm using Bixby Text Call to convert your voice into text and respond to you. If you want to continue, say who you are and why you're calling.
John, local Splash.
Up your note.
Tom, is that you?
I didn't want to talk to him. The hell I was just talking to. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm frustrated now. I'm pissed off. I told her, I said, see what you just did right there? That's why I don't want to talk to nobody but John. Probably got you in trouble.
I told you, email works best for me, man. I see emails. I can call in, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. She was going over all of everything that you're doing, and you guys are doing good enough, you know. But I told her, and I sent you guys the copy, and I sent her a text of it. I got an email from Google talking about my last month, 1,700 profile views, 1,205 searches. All sounds really good. But the problem is, and I'm not even going to read them all. There's 17 of them, but they're all related to this. 371 searches I came up for restaurants, 317 from Joshua Tree restaurants, 107 from restaurants from Joshua Tree. It goes on, and not one single maintenance, not anything to do with it, did I pop up on any searches for that.
Wait, so for restaurants?
Yeah, I mean, a hell of a lot of them, too. I mean, I'm doing good if I was cooking barbecue.
Shoot. All right.
Well, okay, and then when I told her about that, she says, you think you could send me some pictures? Now, wait a minute, lady. We're talking about this. She tried to blow it off, asked her a couple of questions about it, and she wanted to go on for me to send her some pictures. So I hung the hell up on her.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she wants proof?
No, I sent her a text. She was looking at them. She was looking at them. And she says, I don't really understand it. I said, okay, that's fine. Let's forget about the restaurant. Why am I not popping up on any maintenance searches? Oh, well, do you think you could send us some pictures for your Google ads or what the hell ever? And I said, no, wait a minute. We're talking about this other question. And she started stuttering a little bit. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm done with this. I said, this is why I only want to talk to John, because every time there's a problem instead of dealing with it, you want to blow it off. And I hung the hell up on her.
Shoot, I would too at the point. Sorry. All right, I'll say it. All right.
They should have called me this time yesterday before I paid the bill.
Yeah, man. All right. So let me make sure they didn't mess anything up, though. But I double-checked last time, too, the keywords that they were using as well, just in case. Because that's where we're going through
those keywords. There's some that she told me that popped up. So some of them did pop up. Some of them popped up on the first page.
Right. Yeah, I remember we went over – that was a little while ago now, too. So I know they're working on it. But I just want to make sure there's not extra weird words like restaurants and stuff.
I'm popping up every time somebody looks at a restaurant. I wish I had a food trailer.
Seriously, at that point, 300, man. Come on now.
So what I was telling her, and what really just ended this conversation, was my Google Workspace. I went in there the other night to change the name, the Mickey Utley name on there. And it says, hey, you know what? You're not freaking allowed. You better call somebody that does. That's not working for me. I need to call an administrator. No, I need to be an administrator.
Yeah. Okay, so hold on. I actually came right upon that note right when you were talking about it. So let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see what the heck. So that's going too far back now.
Thank you for speaking with me today. Jesus,
sweetheart,
and said, screw you for hanging up on me.
No, I just wanted to make sure, because like I said, when it comes to emails, then I can, if I'm like right there, bam, I can call you, you know what I mean? Of course, if I'm on a call, then I have to wait, but at least I can see the email, I can call you, so I can call you. It's hard calling me calling out, way easier for that stuff.
I don't know why everybody can't just have a meeting and say, hey, when there's a problem, let's admit to it and fix it, and not pull that bullshit, man.
Yeah.
I fire people over that.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, sir. Okay, do you remember the name of the lady you spoke to? Because I want to make sure if I'm putting a request for the right person to talk to you about this stuff is not the person that doesn't know too much about it. So I just want to make sure.
let me. She was an Indian of Indian accent that probably don't help. But let me see if she said her name. Thank you for speaking with us earlier today. Go over your account, current progress. If you have any questions, please contact us. No. No name.
Okay.
I'm sure she said it too. I need to start memorizing it. But that's stupid to have to start memorizing names because you know she's fixing to say something that's going to piss me off, so I'm not even going to do that.
All right. Let's start off with this because it seems like we got a few things here. Very first thing is I want to get the right people to talk to you, so let's go with Google keywords. So
I think I'm supposed to have a 12 o'clock with somebody that's going to put the credit cards on my web page.
Oh yeah. Okay. Cool. That's different. Like that's for your web page. I want to make sure this is going through for the actual Google listings, man.
Really? You dogs are lazy as hell.
What dogs you got?
I got a pit bull and a solid white shepherd.
Really? They get along well.
Yeah, I think it's along all right. The shepherd's 5 months old and twice the size of the pit bull. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. About them next scratches, oh, huh, baby girl? My baby.
Not that one. Thank God I didn't put that one there. Okay, so what I'm going to do is this. Okay, there we go. Now we're talking. Okay, sorry for the silence here. I just want to make sure I got the right.
Yeah, no, all right. People.
Yeah, man. All right, I'm submitting this for the Google here. Boom. Customer. I'll put a full note. Logistics. His business for a restaurant. I'm sorry. I'm laughing, but like, how is that even possible for me? I swear.
Okay, let me tell you something that I don't even want to say out loud. But I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I'm not all that pissed off because I've got about $10,000 worth of business this week from fucking Facebook.
There you go. All right. At least Facebook is going through, but I'm literally like, I'm baffled right now because I don't. Okay, every I'm you probably won't believe it, but any customer I've talked, I haven't had anything like that. I'm sorry, like that's just.
I sent the email to Splash Support where she told me to send it, so you may be able to have access to it. I don't know.
That I don't know.
I can send you a text though. I got a couple of pictures. You know, sent to her to see. Share. Do you have a special number? Can I just send it to Local Splash?
Well, so the last person you spoke to on there, that's another thing. I want to make sure you know, too. I'm so glad you brought this up. I don't see your text messages. Like, they come through to them because that's the person you spoke with. So,
like I'm talking to you right now. Will you get a text message if I send it now?
Give it a shot. Let's see. I'll be able to see it in the account. But I won't get,
I just sent you one.
All right, let me see here.
And you guys didn't bother to tell me that my landline received text messages.
they don't communicate with me further from that point unless, like, they're saying, hey, listen, we have something here right now. We need you to reach out to this customer, like, right away. I'm like, okay, well, as soon as I can get this, then I can go in, you know? Like, it's still got to go through approval for approval for approval, then hits me. So if I'm on your account right now, I can see it, obviously. But I want to see if I get an alert right now.
Okay, I sent it right before I even said I was going to.
Okay.
I'll shoot another one out.
Okay, so I got a text on your account, but I'm not getting it as a ping to me. So, yes. So, you can send text, but it won't go to me.
Well, can you see them?
Right, I can see them in your account. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it doesn't show anything in that text, though. It's a blank.
What? It says 1,205 searches showed your business profile and the search results. It says search results breakdown. It's restaurants 371. You don't see all that?
Nothing. I just see a blank. Both text messages.
Oh. They're screenshots. All right.
Do me a favor. Email it to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to forward you the email.
Okay. Thank you.
Good Lord, Matt. Let's see. So what are we going to do about my Google Workspace?
So I'm putting this in here right now that could kill two birds with one stone on this one. But so for Google Workspace, I'm sorry, I'm trying to tackle one thing at a time.
Okay, then let me set up.
No, you're good. You're good. No, you're good. Send that email first. Let me go ahead and put that out there for these guys so that when they get the right person that talks to you about this stuff.
Yep. Scrolling down looking for Microsoft Managed Masters. Seems like that's lagged as many times as I go down to it. HP, service at PayPal. Okay, we're getting closer. Cash App, Brand Crowd, Local Club. We got 5 email accounts, all kinds of emails, and no glasses. Come on, Google. All right. All right, there we go. I had to search it. Performance report. Forward. J. Yes. Local Splash. J. No, that's the one that always comes back. Search. Yeah.
J. There you go. E-O. Yep. Okay. Let me refresh this bad boy now. Get this ready too.
Do what? Why would
I'm
you tell me not hard? Because he did $1,500 worth of damage to the electrical box. Okay.
Come on.
Did you get it?
No, not yet. Let me check my...
Because I have one of these emails that keeps giving those not sent notifications on you. Ever since I sent them the last time we talked, they sent back to me. Won't send like 7 times. All right.
Did it shoot back to you?
Yeah. So we're, no, this hadn't yet.
At local splash.
Is it SEO at localsplash.com?
Yeah, that's me.
All right. It says external recipient, whatever that means. All right, and then.
Yeah. Huh. So it came through by now.
I just sent one local splash report, and right now I'm in Gmail, and I don't use Gmail. Let me forward this to my other account, and I'll forward it to you from Outlook, where I just emailed you earlier.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because...
All right. Let me get over there. Here we go. Now let me forward to you from here. Google Business Profile. Oh, forward. JS. See, I have you at, I have one that says JSEO at locusplash.com. Okay, everything is spelled right, and they coming back to me. Okay, but when I have your name set as John Sale. How do you say it? Sale, right? All right, and then okay, it's the exact same spelling, exact same everything, and then this one's going to go through, watch. Weird ass shit. So watch you get this one.
All right, let's see here. Yeah, that one came through. Get out of town, you called it. All right, let me... Let's look at this here. Let's see if I can do this now. Okay, there we go. Holy crap, that's a lot for that. What? I don't think you got a lot of searches, but why is it like you got so many weird stuff going on? Restaurants in Joshua Tree?
Yep.
We don't have any. I was looking, like, we don't have anything. Anything in his and this account regarding any of those words at all, except for Joshua Tree, not restaurants. Like, that's unreal.
I know.
All right, so I'm gonna send that there. Boom. I want to make sure that's that. Okay, cool. I got all the stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, the next thing is, you're talking about your all right, we're Google Workspace here. So you're trying to change a name on there? Talk to me about that.
Oh yeah, that's one thing, yeah. I'll go over there and see. I'm not even using that workspace. It says I have no admin access. That needs to be fixed. I'm trying to remember what it was that, besides the name change, that was they wouldn't let me do. I can go over there.
Okay.
Hey, dog, shut the hell up.
All right, well... You know the drill, Tommy. We're going to, 24 hours for us. Hopefully, I'm looking at it right now. I was going to get to the right person to talk to you. So that's good. But I'm just trying to, I hope you don't mind. I always want to double check one more time to make sure they didn't put a restaurant up in there somehow.
I didn't see it anywhere.
check on this one too.
Advanced Masters. Suggestion edit.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen that one. I just wanted to make sure on that one because I don't see.
I'm nothing. Looking now too, but I've looked.
Yeah, but just the case, you know, I was like, what? Okay. I don't know how that's coming about. To be honest, I don't have an answer.
Oh, here we go. Hold on a second. I'm floating down here, and it says Maintenance Master Division Wolfpack Enterprise under web results. I go under that, it says Gallery, Wolfpack Enterprise, location, Joshua Tree, California, Maintenance Masters. Right under that, it says Sam's Indian Food and Pizza, Joshua Tree, California. It says 6138029 Palms Highway, Suite 13, Joshua Tree, California, Maintenance Masters Division, Wolfpack Enterprises.
What is that? Where is that even showing?
Okay, you're going to go below the one review that we have. And then below that, it says, from Maintenance Masters, and it gives that same speech, are you tired of your Airbnb stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Then it gives my competitors, High Desert Bastards. Then under that, it says web results, Maintenance Masters. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm following you.
All right. Next okay. says gallery, my gallery. Right under that says www.menu.com, Sam's Pizza, Sam's Indian Food and Pizza, Joshua Tree, California, Z Menu. And at the very bottom of their little thing, it says Maintenance Master Division, Wolfpack Enterprises. I'm making a shitload of money, too. I'm going to go claim my store.
Shoot, I would, too. We get some free food out of it. Seriously.
No, I don't want that food. No way. Nothing with curly. I'll take their cash.
Okay. Yeah, these guys got to look into that one. That's not my expertise. I don't want to answer that something I don't know.
All right, my name is. I'm not super worried about that part because we started out with Maintenance Masters going to Libya showing a map of South Africa.
No, you keep being in America, my man.
No,
all right.
Okay.
Email me and keep me up to date on this one. Maybe there's something I could do. I don't know. I mean, I really don't think I can, but at this point, you can use that help, any help you can get on make sure this is all cleared up. So,
Facebook ads, how do those work?
Your
I'm
Facebook ads, your target marketing?
The damn place, but it tells me to boost. I don't know anything about that, and I don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah. I was going to say, don't touch any of that. Target marketing ads work like this for Facebook. If you're expecting phone calls from Facebook, that's not the way to go on that. Like, I'm just talking from my perspective, okay, not from Local Splash or anything like that, just me as a business owner myself. I post things on Facebook left and right, but I'm also a person that doesn't like Facebook. Right. So my wife, she completely opposite. She loves Facebook. And when she's on there, she gets ads, of course, kind of like just like how we're doing for your business. Right. And as soon as she sees an ad that she really does like, she tells me about it or we discuss it or she goes and calls from her phone. She doesn't click the ad to actually call. It's that marketing tool that the old school way of thinking is like you see a billboard after billboard. You're like, all right, this is probably the person I need to call for this. Right. It's to give that mindset of saying, all right, this is the person to call when they need you. Not more so saying, all right, let me click on that ad, right? Because a lot of people, when it comes to ad stuff, they get a little iffy about it, right? And it's not rightfully so,
Can you open my Maintenance Masters Facebook page and go to it?
Look it up right now, yeah.
All right, they just put a new ad up. You see that?
Not yet. Hold on.
Oh, okay. An hour ago, they put it up.
Okay. Facebook, how? All right, I'm in here.
All right. Go to your ad. It says featured.
On Facebook?
Yeah, on the maintenance page. It says Maintenance Master Division of Crack Enterprises. Here's the same speech. Your one-stop solution for all your property. Okay, look at the picture. All right. And go to the one right below that that I posted 2 hours ago.
If it's a short-term rental, we got you.
If Airbnb putting you through loops to get a permit, give us a call. We have a few tricks. Also, you can visit our website for more details. And I have the back of my business card on there that says every damn thing that we do.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That makes more sense than the picture of this SYL property that we don't even manage. I don't know how in the hell they got that picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not even our property.
Do you have properties? Because here's the thing. All right. Like, when I look at pictures, I want to see what they do. I want to see what you could do. Like, that is something that's important. No, I'm not going to lie. Like, I got to agree with him on that. Now, if it's work that you haven't done and it looks good, great. You know, I guess so. But if you have pictures from work that you guys have done, that customers that you have worked with, that you're okay with giving pictures to show, I'd say show it, honestly. Yeah.
We have properties, and that's what I try to do.
Let's see.
Hello?